This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lindell Report. We've got the great cyber expert, Jeff O'Donnell, coming on. And also at 6:30, Garland Fabarito from Georgia with a big, what does he have, Brandon, a big breaking news?
Big breaking news with the Georgia Supreme Court. You're going to love it. Okay. You're going to love it.
Okay. And we've got a lot of stuff here I want to cover when I bring Jeff on. First of all, everybody, the New York Times today did an article on myself. It wasn't actually too bad. They went after the promo codes that MyPillow uses promo codes to make money. Well, yeah, we've been doing that for 10 years. That's what we do.
Don't they sell ads to make money on their paper?
Yeah. Well, I also advertise in the New York Times. I mean, we're probably their number one print ad of all time. But here's what the disturbing thing is they,
bless you.
They're trying to spin this somehow that I conspired to do this to get more people, more podcasters, and more radio stations and more TV to spread the news about the corrupt election, the biggest crime in history. Which is not true. I've been using promo code. That's our business model. And one of the things that was said in the article was that we reached out to more conservative to podcasts and to get them on board so they could spread the conspiracy theories, right? Well, one of the things that he was here that I want to set the record straight on, when we lost all them box stores and all that, we lost tens of millions. I think it was $80 million. We don't get that back for every year, okay? So my sales force that usually reaches out to these box stores, and each one had their account managers of all the box stores, we shifted them over, because I didn't want to lay anybody off, we shipped them over to radio and podcasts. And what they do is they call on radio and podcasts, but it's a process we have at MyPillow. You don't get to sell MyPillow products. You don't just get to say, hey, I want to sell your products. And no, what we do is we fit you in the products. We give you the products so you can try them. I want people believing in the products. As you know, Brandon, you try all the products you sell. I'm starting to think, are you part of this conspiracy theory that you're only doing this to sell product, Brandon? And it's bizarre, and by the way, everybody, use promo code L77. That's how we stay in business.
And reality is sometimes, Mike, you and I get so busy covering the news and the information and educating the people that you and I both, in your show and my show, we oftentimes, it's not uncommon, we don't stop to promote. So if we were all about promo codes, why do we sometimes go full shows without ever mentioning the code until just the very last minute?
It's like I didn't reach out. I've got $40 million at least into this, into fighting that, getting rid of these machines. So we have elections and not selections. Yeah. And it's just disgusting how they try and spin this. And then in the article, of course, there's no evidence. No judge has ever looked at the evidence. There's a difference. No judge has ever looked at the evidence. They're kicking things out in a thing called standing. But that's all changing now. And before we bring Jeff on, everybody, I want to tell you, one of the things is these CVRs. And I'm just reading another article here about the CVRs, the cast vote records, everybody. I did not know this, Brandon, and you might not know it too. But in Missouri, I'm going to read this. This was the headline at the Gateway Pundit. But in Springfield, Missouri, actually, in late August, at the close of the Truth Summit in Springfield, Missouri, Mike Lindell made a call to action. He asked people there in person and those watching online to request CVRs from your counties. So this went all over nationwide, everybody. This could then be provided to a group of individuals like Jeff O'Donnell, who would reconcile these CVRs to the final reporting results for that state and and locality. That what we would find out is if in the 2020 election or anywhere you get the cast vote records, it'll show if there was computer or machine manipulation. And on August 29th, citizen activist Lori Huddleston tried to obtain the CBRs in Greene County. So it was a gal that went to, she has her Freedom of Information Act, the right to go ask for these, and she did. Well, Ms. Huddleston spoke to a clerk employee, and then she sent an email to Linda Rantz, who has been involved in election integrity in Missouri since the election. Ms. Huddleston shared her experience in attempting to obtain the CBRs in her county, and she was unable to obtain them. And Jeff, I hope you're listening as you watch, because I'm going to ask you about this. Then out of the blue, you ready for this, Brand? Out of the blue, on September 14th, Springfield Greene County Clerk Shane Scholler filed a lawsuit against Ms. Huddleston. Scholler is supposedly a Republican. In the filing, Scholler called out Mike Lindell, the Truth Summit, and Linda Rantz, Missouri canvassers, for instigating and inspiring people to request CBRs. The lawsuit requests that the court rule that the CBR data cannot be given to citizens. This lawsuit asks the court to have Lori Huddleston pay for county attorney fees. The lawsuit also alleges no evidence that provided by the CBRs to Ms. Huddleston, the secrecy of the election may be impaired. This is nonsense with no support. That's what the Gateway Pundit put. So, Brandon, the CBRs have sure become a nationwide, these are, once again, Republicans blocking getting our data from these elections.
Yep.
Let's bring on Jeff. By the way, everybody, use promo code L77 at MyPillow.com. Well, we were just talking about the media hitting us up on that. And you can also use it at MyStore.com. Remember, we have the copy. We have the entrepreneurs out there. Everything we don't have. We're not subscription-based here at Lindell Report. We're putting all this information out to you free. We're here every night. A lot of money, resources, and time goes into what we do here 24/7. Brandon, you guys know that more than anyone, you and Logan and the group. So this is how you support us, everybody, and you get great products. You do all your Christmas shopping now. Use that promo code L77. Remember, My Store is a platform for entrepreneurs and USA-made products. Jeff, are you there?
Sure am, Mike.
Okay, Jeff, everybody's upset about your cast vote records. I just seen all week long you've been attacked. I seen it. It's like they say the lone raccoon, and I keep telling you, there's a lot of cyber guys that can look at cast vote records. There's a whole other group. I mean, this is your comment on that, where they actually put a Republican put a lawsuit out against a citizen that went and asked for these records. Is that, are we living in it? What kind of times are we living in? Is this unbelievable or what?
Yeah, the big question there is what's next? What next aren't we going to be allowed to ask for?
Right.
You talk about your slippery slope. This is more of an open elevator door to restrict citizens from what is an extremely important part of being of participating in the actions of the government. There's no excuse for it.
Right. I'm going to ask you this before I know you have news here. With a cast vote record, now you have told me this. I think this is what the bad guys, are afraid of. You have told me this, and I want you to say it one more time. In a cast vote record, it either shows machine or computer manipulation, or it doesn't. Right? There's no in between. Right? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I would say so. There has come up kind of a third thing, and that is some, not a lot, I would say at this point, but there are some that show that the cast vote record may have been manipulated before it was sent to us, basically messed up a bit.
Tried to cover. You mean a cover up? A cover up. So
yeah, but basically, it's a cover up. Yeah. Why not?
Right. Yeah. But for the most part, if you've seen machine manipulation, obviously, nobody would, or computer manipulation, nobody's going to try and can put it this way. If I wanted to take a cast vote record and make it look like it's been computer manipulated, could I do that? Could I make something look like it's computer manipulated? Or when you show that and it says, wow, here's this pattern, and it came right from the Secretary of State or came from the county, isn't it what it is, right? The data is what it is.
Yes. It is what it is, and if it isn't, then that I think could be called a crime as well, because if you respond to a public records request with information that you know is wrong or has been manipulated, that's a very serious issue.
Right, absolutely. Now Brandon said you might have some news here.
Yes, I kind of wanted to let the people know that people have been working so hard all over the country. And as you said, I'm not the only one that's been looking at these, but I'm lucky that I've got a raccoon army that has helped get these from all over the nation. And then after the summit, of course, that number tripled or more. And the question I keep getting is, you know, from people who are working so hard, it's okay, you got those cast vote records. What now? And up to now, we've been evaluating them one, you know, in ones and taking a look at them and doing reports when we find, the manipulation and the different types. I've finished a web site that can allow anybody.
And we have it here. We have a screenshot of it.
Anybody
can show
go
it?
And see the results of the cast vote records and lots of pretty pictures and graphs, and there's analysis there. If you go to that, there's a video you can watch that kind of.
Okay, what's the name of the website? What's the name of the website? Is this it?
It's drawsabot.com.
Okay, all right, Brandon, you got it up there, right?
Yep.
And I can quickly show you something. If you can control it there, if you could just pick our favorite, Colorado.
Okay, Colorado.
And then Colorado there, and then let's pick Mesa, our poster
Mesa.
Child
okay.
for fraud.
Okay.
Now over on the side, you pick the two candidates you want to compare. So pick Trump first, and then Biden. You could do it the other way, but Trump is the second one on that list, I believe.
Okay, Trump is the second one on the list.
Biden is the first one.
All right.
And now you can just hit view. That's enough. There's a lot of other options. You can look at individual precincts.
Oh, look, the raccoon's going to work.
Yeah, there's it's to work there. It's got a lot of things to do. It should come up pretty quickly.
Whoa.
We go. And right away, there is your fingerprint of fraud, which we call now, or I call, the Mesa pattern. It starts out with a very, very unnaturally pro-Biden ratio, and then gradually increases back up. The meaning of the red cone there is mathematically with mail-in votes, and that's what it's showing you right now.
Can I ask you something about this? So everybody that's watching, put it back up, Brandon, please. Okay. So I'm going to ask you about this. Remember, everybody, the line is supposed to stay within those two red lines, and that's pretty much where a normal election would fall, correct?
Mail-in votes, yes. And that's what you're looking
at. Mail-in votes would fall in between the two red lines. Now, the green line is the mail-in votes in Mesa here, that and it's showing that this is impossible. This is a computer-manipulated green line. Is that correct?
Well, yes, that's correct. And the really good thing is that given the fact that Mesa report number 3, what I found there shows the proof of how the manipulation that happened, and that is what causes that green line to be about, you know, it says 100. That means it's 50-50 at that point. That causes that ratio to start at almost 50-50, and then is allowed to increase back up closer to where it should be. But still, that shaves off quite a few points in Mesa for Trump.
Okay, so I want to tell everybody this, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, Jeff. Here, everybody, we just pulled up Mesa County at this website, the StrazaBot.com. And now, if you went to Frank's speech, and you went to Inside the Machines, it shows the Mesa County, the third report, and it also shows what's inside that particular machine in Mesa County, what happened there. That kind of explains this kind of manipulation, correct? And when we actually have that, one of them proves the other, correct?
Correct, Mike, and that's why I always call it the Rosetta Stone, because we have everything, and we're able to see how it affects the other, and then it enables us to see these same patterns in other counties.
Right. So everyone across the country, and we got the cast vote records, what you're saying here, they can put in their own county now. Have you found any counties that did not have computer manipulation of the cast vote records you got in?
Well, I think as we discussed, there's a few that it's hard to find anything, especially a couple very tiny counties. When you've only got a few hundred votes, it's hard for any patterns to start showing. But, and this is one type of manipulation we see. The tool allows you to go in and find a whole lot of other things that will not look right, and don't make any sense.
So everybody out there, the call to action, if they want to see this, they can see that it happened in their county. And, first of all, I want to say this. When we watch on election night, because everybody's wondering about this coming election. So what I've told people, vote same day. Vote November 8th. Don't vote early. Is that correct, Jeff?
Absolutely.
100%, everybody. And I want to make something very clear. An article came out in Ohio, and they're lying to the public. I never said to bring your ballot in and tell them and turn your ballot in on election day, your mail-in ballot. What I said was go vote on election day in person. That's what I said. Now, if you do get a mail-in ballot, you can bring it with you, put it in your pocket, and if they tell you at the polls that you already voted, you pull it out and say, no, I did. I did not. Here's my mail-in vote. It hasn't been opened, and I'm calling my sheriff. That's what I said. I want to make that very clear to everyone out there watching. You vote in person. You go to the polls and vote in person, period. And if you absolutely cannot do that, of course, voting is better than not voting at all. Do you agree, Jeff, on that, right?
Yes, I absolutely do. And a point I've been making is if you come in and they say you've already voted, you call the sheriff. And you tell the sheriff it's identity theft, because a lot of times if you say voting irregularities, they don't want anything to do with that. Nobody does. Right. Identity theft is something that they have to investigate.
Right. And that's any sheriff in the country. And I want to say, remind me about the sheriff here, Brandon, in a second.
Okay.
I want to give a report on the Racine County sheriff. He absolutely is backing Robin Voss. Just so everybody knows that, I told everyone I'd be back. It's disgusting. I was texting with them, and I want everybody to go out and write in Adam Steen. We got to get rid of Robin Voss, one of the biggest, I call him a traitor of this country's ever seen. What he's done to the state of Wisconsin, blocking everything from getting done when at Wisconsin evidence poured out, investigation poured out, 7-month investigation by Gableman, it's an ex-Supreme Court judge, and Voss blocked everything. He's Speaker of the House, blocker. Voss needs to go. He's been around 20 years, and who knows what he's done during them 20 years to block, because he's got to be part of the Uniparty. I don't know what his deal is, but he blocked, and I personally know he lied to the people of our country, he lied to the people of Wisconsin, and he lied to me personally. So anyway, the Racine County Sheriff, it is true, he is endorsing Robin Voss. It's disgusting, but it's true. Okay, I want to ask you something. That was a little there commercial for Adam Steen, everybody, right in the middle of our show today. Get out. If you're in Wisconsin and you're in Racine County, you need to tell everyone you know to write in. You write in Adam Steen. Adam Steen, everybody, that's going to be an example to our country, because they have to hand count those ballots, everybody. They have to hand count them. You write in Adam Steen, Steen, right, Brandon?
That's right.
Okay. I want to ask you something, Jeff. Is the cast vote records similar to the Edison report? Could you tell us a little bit about, because we're going to be watching in real time. Doesn't every vote in our country go through this monopoly in New Jersey called Edison? Is that true?
Yes, through Edison Research, and also we found out through Seidel as well, and they all go through there. There is really no there's no correlation between that Edison election night reporting and the cast vote records. There should be. They should relatively line up, but they very rarely do.
Okay.
Which is another indication.
If you're watching in real time, you can watch the Edison report though in real time and see if it's being manipulated by machines. Example: if votes go backwards, correct?
That's correct. And all 50 states will be available. Actually, I'll make sure the link is on that same page that has the cast vote record analyzer. And they'll be able to watch these races each time they get updated to the media. It'll show, and they'll be able to see it. They'll be able to see the manipulation, at least as Edison goes.
Okay, I'm going to announce right now, I am going to be in Tennessee. Brandon, this is breaking news. I'm going to be in Tennessee the night of the election with Brandon House and everybody. I'll be live there, and we will be posting. I will be, even if I got to be one of those guys in the other room, I'll have the corruption report. Jeff, you and I will be connected that night. And you won't have to go to this this website. You're going to show you live, right? We'll be able to go. We'll call it the corruption report the night of the election, right? Can we do that?
Sure, we can.
Okay, I'm going to live stream with Jeff, and we are going to have two separate studios set up, Brandon. You know how they go to the big board? We're going to call it the shame board, okay?
Yep.
The shame on you, who they're trying to steal and what's going on. This will be live. No other news outlet will be doing this in the country. I guarantee it. We're going to be just like with Carrie Lake. Jeff, when you watch Carrie Lake, they were stealing it. And then at the day of when the day of votes started coming in, things changed, didn't they? Very abruptly.
Oh yeah, I was watching that in real time, and I was chatting the results, and I'm like telling people because I saw the same thing that she did. She said to you everything, you know, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. That's what I was telling people. Like, they don't got the votes. Just give it a little time for those election day votes to come in. And sure enough, it ended up being not even close.
Right. It's so everybody, you need to watch here. This will be the biggest, the most important broadcast on election night. We're going to put the word out everywhere. I'm going to have directly with Jeff. We're just deciding this right now, aren't we, Jeff? We'll be live streaming.
You know,
we'll go live stream, and I'll ask if you can, Jeff. I don't know what you're doing that night. Can you commit? And well, if we beam into you, you can tell us where the crime's coming. Or, you know, the bigger. Can you tell if one's a bigger crime than the other one, or how bad they're doing, or is it all pretty much the same? If it's
well, no, I mean every place had its own little ways of doing things. There are some things that are you know a lot more horrible than others, and those will be really quickly obvious.
Right. So, if you had to make a prediction right now, would you say that we're going to see anything in the crime room that night? Are we going to be able to see anything that might be an anomaly or a little bit of a deviation?
You know, Mike. Ordinarily, I would say yes, absolutely. But here's the thing: they know we're watching this. That may very well have an effect, not only on the
election. We pray either way, you know, the way I look at it, everybody, and this is what I want all of you out there to have confidence in. Either way, we're win. We're going to get the House, the Senate back, because I believe that it'll be the biggest red wave this country's ever seen. Democrats, they're going to be voting for the Republicans. So I'm telling you, they're going to be voting for this common sense bucket. Do you know what I read today, Brandon? I'm going to tell you all this. This was actually sent to me by a friend of mine. Let me get it up here. I'm going to tell you this. I should have sent it to you. Maybe I did, Brandon. Okay. This is a headlines. The Democrat scheme. Did I send you this, Brandon?
I will double check. I think you may have.
Okay. It's Democrat scheme to alienate election denier GOP candidates backfires. It backfires, everybody. The Democrats' attempts to dehumanize their election denier GOP opponents is backfiring. As a new report came out, you ready for this, everybody? Reveals that there are well over 100 midterm GOP candidates who have denied the legitimacy of the 2020 election, and they have a strong chance of winning their race, which is their chance of winning is a 95 in 100 or better chance of winning. In other words, all these candidates, the most powerful candidates in the country, are the ones that said the election that there was the biggest crime in history was committed, this election of 2020. Brandon, did you get that?
I do have that. And let me add this to this, if I can. We have breaking news tonight from Veritas, Project Veritas. The FBI whistleblower leaks document showing agency targeting, quote, misinformation, end quote, under election crimes ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. So apparently, if you don't say what they want to hear with disinformation coming out of what they define, they're going to try to put that under an election crime.
Oh, they're trying to make me pull. I'm going to be an election crime guy?
That's what I got. Yep.
Well, yeah. Well, look at you guys. They've been trying to say that, you know, we're the ones investigating all this. Everyone out there investigating, okay, people canvassing, people doing everything. You got Jeff here that, you know, analyzing, cast vote records. All of us are in, you know, Brandon, I think you're the leader because you're on here every night telling people about this election thing. You know, what are they going to put the whole country in prison? This is crazy. This right, is nonsense, everybody.
Here's the like article. Here's that article. Here's that article he's referring to, folks. Democrat scheme to alienate election denier GOP candidates backfires spectacularly. It's at zerohedge.com if you want to read it.
Well, they attack. Well, what they've done is they attack, and say that we are going to screw up the election. Brandon, it's a perfect thing. Like Jeff, you've been all over the news this week. I don't know if you know that. If you put in Jeff O'Donnell, you guys are Lone Raccoon. He's all over the news. I think more than me this week, or especially earlier in the week. And what it says is that, you know, they've said it about me. Now they're saying about Jeff. All these people we reached out to get the cast vote records. You know, they might not have time to do the election. You know what they said about when we said to vote same day? You know what they said? Mike Lindell's going to make the lines too long. You're going to wait in line too long on election day. They might run out of ballots. I mean, there's things like this they're putting out there. It's so nonsense. If we have this big of a turnout in a midterm, I guarantee you people out there will stand in line for 2-3 days if they had to. You know, it wouldn't matter because it's the most important midterm election in history. And because we're either going to catch them again with these and get rid of these machines, which we're getting rid of the machines regardless. We got enough, everybody. This is what we have to do at this time. And like Jeff said, the cameras are, it's like we're going to have like 10 different cameras on the bank, you know, the diamond store. Like, you know, we've often said, I think our great real president, Donald Trump said, you know, if you steal diamonds from a diamond store and you're caught, you got to return the diamonds. Well, this time, we're not to that point yet, but, you know, where they were caught, but now we've got all camera angles again to see if they're that. Are they going to be that stupid to do it again? They did it in the primaries, Jeff, right?
They did it in some places in the primaries, but we also had some very good victories in the primaries. A lot of great victories in the primaries. And they all had a lot of things in common. And we learned a lot about how to beat the fraud. Yeah, I mean, right.
And by the way, I want to say this too, Jeff, is not only are we watching from every camera angle, but I will tell all of you out there, and you might not even know this, Jeff, I have many counties, a lot in this country, committed to doing a hand count under camera right on November 9th, the day after the election, to get in there and do this hand count. Now, that these are commissioners that have said, hey, yeah, we're going to do that, even though they still have the machine and they're going to get caught. And So I like the if we all vote same day. Do you believe, Jeff, we can overrun them algorithms? I don't think there's any. Everybody wants. Everybody sees the nonsense going on in this country. Democrats, they see it. I was just out in California. They're going, we're not going to vote. Either they weren't going to vote or they're going to vote Republican, and not just Republican. They like the fact that the people that are in there are common sense people that, you know, like they just said here, over 100 of them saying, you know, we've got to fix our elections. We got to get rid of these machines.
Mike, all those cameras, as you said, and even the polls, they can't, you know, the polls, the fake polls they put out, even those, they can't even bring themselves to do too much damage to the Republicans. So,
in fact, here's a story tonight from Just the News. Just the News is reporting Democrat blows whistle. This is a Democrat. Democrat blows whistle on alleged ballot harvesting scheme. Florida opens criminal probe. The subtitle: former candidate for Orange County Commissioner describes widespread vote trafficking operation Orlando area. Authorities see enough evidence to warrant criminal probe. So now Florida Governor DeSantis' new election crimes unit has recommended state police open a full criminal investigation into a Democrat whistleblower's detailed complaint of a long-running, widespread ballot harvesting operation in the African-American community in politically important Central Florida.
Well, this is what's happening, everybody. You're going to start seeing judges just like the judge made in Michigan, where the judge told the Secretary of State, you can't change the law. We have that stuff going on where these things are going to, we're going to, you know, we're a lawless society right now. It's lawless, but it's starting. This is going to be the election that changes all that, because we're going to catch them red handed. You know, we have a lot more cameras on than we had last time. These candidates, one of the things, I know what I was going to say when you talked about the polls, Jeff. Do you guys know that these polls, what's it called? What is it called?
Trafalgar, I believe, right?
Trafalgar, whatever. Those, and there's a couple other polls out there that are very good. They're some of the best pollers there are. And those polls that just came out, do you know in my home state of Minnesota that Scott Jensen in my hometown here is now tied with my horrible governor, Waltz? They're tied in the polls. Look at Tudor Dixon over in Michigan. Now there, I think she's either up one. I mean, this is amazing. She was down 17, now she's up one. People, you know, here's the thing. They couldn't react in time because, like, you know, the normal thing, let's just lower gas price and everybody will have a short memory. Everything's so bad now that it's actually working in our favor, everybody. And we just, you know, get through another couple weeks here and everybody vote same day, and we're going to override those algorithms. And put that website up one more time. Is Garland coming on here, Brandon?
Yeah, we got Garland.
Okay. Jeff, you can either hang with us if you want. It's up to you. But I want you to put his website up there again so everybody that got those cast vote records can see what happened in your county. And we will be doing something with these cast vote records as far as lawsuits and everything else goes. You guys, there's so many things that are going to come out. There's the website, everybody. I want the website, drazabot.com. Everybody can go there, click on your county. There's Mesa County. Anybody tells you there's not evidence, that's why they're afraid of the cast vote records. These show 100% computer and machine manipulation in the 2020 election. It's disgusting. Happened in every single county and state in the United States of America. We've got them. This is 100% proof. And these numbers come right from the counties and Secretary of State. So it's not like we went out and produced them. No, these are called Freedom of Information Act requests that were got by citizens around our country. And I thank everyone, Jeff, all these people that went out and requested them. I want to ask one more thing, Jeff, before we bring on Garland. Did you get the L.A. County, the Smartmatic ones for L.A. County? Have we got them yet? I know everybody's waiting on L.A. County.
Not yet, but it's supposed to be this week, and there's still one more day. So,
right on. Okay. We're looking forward to L.A. County. That's one. A lot of counties in California, you guys. And this was everywhere. Is there any state, Jeff, that refused to give Cast Vault Records, or is there quite a few? Is there some we're still fighting that you'd let us know?
I think it's 22 states have not played ball with getting Cast Vault Records.
So they're still there, and we'll have to probably get them, bring it up in the courts, I guess. I guess there are some lawsuits out there that they're trying to say that. And what does it take? Does it take an attorney general to say, hey, this is, you can give them the Cast Vault Records? Or what, in your mind, these states that are saying no, what would you suggest?
I mean, that worked in Texas, and I think that the attorney general would have enough power to start that, because really what's going on in these states like Pennsylvania and South Dakota and other, it's a misapplication of state statute. They've decided to apply the statute in a way that will not send us the Cast Vault Records.
Right. So South Dakota is doing that. South Dakota is one state that won't give us?
South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana.
Yeah. And by the way, everybody, North Dakota, the state auditor of North Dakota, that was another article, said they got the best elections there. They got the most secure elections. You know, let me tell you something, North Dakota. You have one of the worst, okay? You're tied. You got machines. You got a terrible election going on up there in North Dakota. So anybody that thinks in North Dakota, you can tell your state auditor he's 1,000,000% wrong. It's a shame that he didn't even bother. And I've talked to that auditor up there too before, so he should be ashamed of himself to say something so stupid. No, he really should. He really should. It's disgusting. Pennsylvania, Jeff, you got to expect it out of Pennsylvania. That's the state that turned in their electors with more votes than voters. Come on. You can't expect them to give you the Cast Vault Records that would prove 100%. We already have proof in Pennsylvania turned in more votes than voters, everybody. It's illegal. It's against the Constitution. You know, I mean, it's like you go to balance your books at the bank and you're short $1,000 and you're supposed to have $2,000. You know, I mean, it's disgusting what they did up in Pennsylvania, and this is Republican controlled legislature, right, Jeff? I know it is, and so they're denying. Who denies typically? Is it usually the counties or the Secretary of State? And when you're getting denials, is it the state in general or certain counties or all the counties, or what do we have?
The counties are the ones that do the denying, but we've pretty much figured out, and like I said, in these 22 or so states, the fact that no county has stepped forward in giving them, they've received, we're almost certain they've received information from the state secretary of state, head of elections of the state, that say don't do it, because you would think there would be one reasonable clerk in a state that would say there's
help
no
save our country. Right. Yes. You'd think there'd be one that would want to help save their country and help save their state.
So when we get none from a state, that's got to be coming from the state.
Right. How about just one last question? Do you have any from Georgia?
Georgia, we have nearly the entire state of Georgia.
Right. Well, we're bringing on Garland Favorito. That could be a lot to do with maybe Garland's work. Garland, are you there?
Hey, Garland.
Garland, you're muted. Here, I'll tell you what Garland's saying, everybody. He's saying that Georgia has a crooked election going on down there, and Brad Rassenberger should be arrested. Let's see if we can get him back.
All right, there. He's working with him right now to get the problem fixed.
I guarantee it. But remember, Garland's from Georgia. He's got some big breaking news. Do you know what the news is, Brad?
Yes, here it is. In fact, here's the press release right here. Georgia Supreme Court confirms voters have standing to sue election officials who violate the law. So the Supreme Court confirmed yesterday, Tuesday. most informed Georgians have already known.
Wow, this is great. Did you see that, everybody? They finally said they have standing. Remember, all we've been hearing is, you don't have standing, you don't have standing, you don't have standing, you don't have standing. Nobody's ever looked at the evidence because the judges kick it out for standing. So they went all the way to Supreme Court. Is that right, Brandon? And they say now?
All the way to Georgia Supreme Court. Yep.
And they ruled that, give us the exact ruling. We'll have Garland on when he gets his gets unmuted.
The court overturned parts of lower court rulings in cases entitled Sons of Confederate Veterans versus Henry County Board of Commissioners and Sons of Confederate Veterans versus Newton County Board of Commissioners. In those cases, the organization was joined by individuals who sued the county boards for voting to remove statutes that are legally protected under Georgia law. The lower courts falsely claim that the petitioners had no standing to sue. The ruling applies to individuals and organizations who have citizens, residents, or taxpayers in a jurisdiction. It confirms arguments made by petitioners in the Fulton County counterfeit ballot case known as Favorito, that would be our buddy, versus Juan. The case originated entitled Favorito versus Cooney was dismissed after 10 months of hearings for lack of standing. The dismissal came after the county hired criminal defense attorneys to prevent petitioners from inspecting ballots. The case has a pending writ of whatever that word is before the Supreme Court. So there you go. Here's what voter GA founder said, Garland. Quote, Georgia voters were unjustly denied their equal protection and due process rights to ensure only legal votes were counted in the 2020 election. We will do everything within our power to overturn the bogus ruling we received and preserve all 2020 election ballots. So again, headline from the Supreme Court of Georgia. They have standing. Right. The citizens have standing.
You guys, this is big. I told you the judges are going to help bring back our country, everybody. You got to believe that. They are. They're going to be making these great rulings. That is huge. Remember, everybody, the two preliminary injunctions that when we started in Arizona and in Alabama, both of them kicked it out because of standing. Let's just talk about Arizona. That was Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham, the plaintiffs. Both of them are running for office. You don't think they have standing to get rid of these machines and all the evidence we show that the machines need to be gone? And the judge didn't look at that evidence. What he did, he said, I'm sorry, Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham, you don't have standing. Well, then who would have standing? So I am glad these citizens fought and appealed it, and they've won today, everybody. Of course we have standing. We are the people of the United States of America. You know, these blockers that are out there, these blockers, I'm so sick of it, Brandon, that they can block, which brings up Robin Voss again. One of the biggest blockers this country has ever seen in history. Robin Voss, yes, the Racine County Sheriff did endorse him. It's shameful. Robin Voss is, as far as I'm concerned, a traitor to our country. He's done nothing but block. Remember, Wisconsin, they did a seventh-month investigation that Robin Voss, the Speaker of the House, had Michael Gableman do. Michael did all this hard work. An ex-Supreme Court judge did all this work, dug in for almost a year, and found all this stuff. Be careful what you find, Robin, you uniparty guy, you. All of a sudden, hey, we got widespread fraud here in Wisconsin. And what did Robin Voss say? What did Robin Voss say? Do we have that little clip by chance, Brandon?
Oh, yeah. I'll find it again for you.
We're waiting for Garland.
I think we got Garland. Garland, are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay, congratulations.
Okay, well, then let me finish up on the Robin. You don't have to put that up. Robin Voss, everybody, he's like a Brad Rassenberger. He's a big blocker in Wisconsin. He stopped everything. It should have been decertified a long time ago. And Robin lied to the American people and told everybody, if there's we can't do nothing unless a court would rule that there was widespread fraud. Well, shortly after what he said on May 24th of this year, a court, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, said there was fraud everywhere. Succubucks drop boxes. By the way, old Succubuck lost a little money, everybody. Did you see Facebook go, did you see that, Brandon?
Yep.
It's just another commercial. Anyway, Garland, come on, welcome aboard here. We just read your great ruling down in Georgia. There's great things coming out of Georgia now. Is that exciting or what?
A whole lot has happened since you have been, we've last talked. I've been on Brandon's show a couple of times. I know you were out, but we had three major things happen. One was we had an election challenge that went to court, and this was the case where Linda Arnold got 3,000 votes and her name was never printed on a ballot. We beat back the motion to dismiss on that. I'm qualified and my fellow plaintiff as expert witnesses in that case. That's moving forward. Then we had, you may not have seen the video yet, Brandon showed it on a week or so, Ted Metz, the Libertarian Secretary of State candidate, basically nailed Brad Raffensperger in the Atlanta Press Club debate on the question of why he allowed 200,000 phantom votes to come in and continue counting 3 days after he said everything was going to be shut down and Trump had won. So that was to you. But then the big one that you're talking about here is on Tuesday, late Tuesday, the Georgia Supreme Court basically confirmed you and I and the people have been saying for months, and that is that anybody has standing to challenge a government official who violated the law. That's pretty much common sense. If a voter doesn't have standing, the elections in the state of Georgia would be a criminal enterprise, which is pretty close to what it is right now. So we're grateful that the Georgia Supreme Court confirmed that. That ruling was in a different case. Sons of Confederate veterans who had sued when they claimed that the people didn't have standing to sue about government officials when they are taking down monuments illegally. So this is the exact same case. And as part of that ruling, they remarkably added in voters as people who also have standing. So basically what the Georgia Supreme Court said was that citizens, residents, and taxpayers all have standing to sue any government official who violates Georgia law.
So if I show everything I have on old crooked Brad Raffensperger, everyone in Georgia, or could I sue Brad even though I don't live in Georgia? I might move to Georgia just to do that. But
you won't have to move here. We've got too many people who want to do that right now.
Okay.
I don't think you'll have to move.
Well, I'm behind them, and I'll tell you what, I'm behind them all the way. I put Brad Raffensperger number one in the country. Well, tied, I guess, with Jenna Griswold of Colorado. They're still neck and neck, but we always got to give Brad extra credit because he's supposed to be a Republican. But I do want to say this. What was the thing you just said before this about Brad Raffensperger specifically? It was your second piece of news. Could you repeat that one again?
Glad to. So we showed a clip, Mike, when you were out on Brandon's show of
That's
Ted
right.
Metz, who's this Libertarian Secretary of State candidate, and he basically spent the entire half hour of the debate talking about election integrity every time they gave him an instant to talk. That was pretty much what he focused on. But one of the highlights of that debate was when he cornered Brad Raffensperger. When each candidate gets to ask the other candidate a question, and he asked Brad Raffensperger about why and how he certified 200,000 more phantom votes after he said that counting was going to stop in on the night after the election, and that only had 4.7 million voters officially had voted, and Trump had 103,000 lead. He said there was only 2% left to count, that we're going to finish that day. That's only 94,000 votes. He said it would not change the outcome of the election. And basically, it was a done deal. You've seen the clip. We played that clip at Moment of Truth in Missouri. That was a special gift from the people of Georgia to you and Brandon and all the folks at Moment of Truth.
Right.
So
right.
Brad had virtually no answer. He went off on a tangent talking about something else. Ted came back with the same points again, and he said, I am the only candidate on this stage that will clean up these election shenanigans.
Okay, well, Brad came back and said that?
No, that was Ted. Ted was saying in response to Brad.
Right.
In response to Brad.
Right. Well, Brad, let me tell everybody, Brad Ratzenberger, Brad actually said Donald Trump won the state of Georgia. We played it like Garland said at the Moment of Truth Summit. If you want to see that, go to Frank's speech, go to the Moment of Truth Summit, or go to the momentoftruthsummit.com. Go down there to that, to Garland's segment there, and you can see when we played old Brad Ratzenberger saying Donald Trump won. So I'll tell you what, I'm spending a lot of money investigating a deep dive into old Brad, and whatever I get, any of those citizens, now that we know that they all have standing, I want to ask you this, Garland. Since Brad controls the elections in Georgia, is there anybody that has a chance against him? I don't, if you're a Democrat, you guys should all be worried about it. If you're a Democrat down in Georgia running against Ratzenberger, what's the percentage of chance you have of winning?
Well, somewhere probably close to zero. However, we're not sure that we think that Brad might have sold out. He's completely sold out the Republican Party, and he might be perfectly happy if Democrats get elected.
That's true. I never thought of that. Yeah. I never thought of that, because he's standing out like a sore thumb. That he's definitely part of the Uniparty that we've uncovered. Right. When people ask me all the time who did this to our country or what this is, I say the CCP, the deep state, the globalists, and the Uniparty, because Georgia is the prime example of Republicans doing it to other Republicans, or Republicans doing it. I don't even consider him a rhino. He's a rhino, but I believe he's a criminal rhino, because you can't make sense of what Ratzenberger has done. Even with that phone call with our great president, Donald Trump, that phone call proved that Georgia had crime committed by Ratzenberger when he told the president those were the wrong numbers that he had in his hand, and he got them from Brad himself. Those were the real numbers. Everyone that could go back in that phone call, instead down in Georgia, Garland, they flip it on its head, and they come after and say, oh no, that was somebody, that the president did something wrong on that call. What a shame of what we're in this country when they flip it on its head. Do you know there's articles that have come out that like Brandon just said before you got on here, you might be guilty of a crime, Garland, for just trying to save our country. That's the new thing. All of us might be, you know, isn't that right, Brandon?
We're taking some precautions, Mike, but going back to Brad, we did a study. I think I've told you this before, but it's on the VoterJ.org studies tab, and it showed that Brad Ratzenberger lied 42 times in a 10-page letter that he wrote to a couple of U.S. congressmen and the Georgia General Assembly. This was his January 6th letter claiming that Donald Trump lied. We put it out there with references on all 42 points, or almost everyone, to show that we were telling the truth, and it was in fact Brad Ratzenberger that was lying.
But what you just said there, Garland, you're upsetting the public. You know, you're upsetting the public. And look at this screenshot. Here's the screenshot from a whistleblower, FBI whistleblower. Okay, what are election crimes? See that real big right there? What are election crimes? Well, they go through all kinds. Well, here's one of them. Disinformation, false or inaccurate information intended to mislead others. Disinformation campaigns on social media are used to deliberately, listen now, confuse, trick, or upset the public. Okay? So this is how the FBI is now going to define election crime, Garland.
So, Brandon, can you go back? Just go up a little bit. So here's what I find fascinating about this piece. Over on the right-hand side, they talk about the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. attention.
Yes.
And at the same time, on the left-hand side, they're saying that if you exercise your free speech according to the Constitution, you're guilty of a crime.
Yep.
This sounds like a Marxist environment to me.
Absolutely.
And I think we need a new FBI.
Absolutely, we need a new FBI. Brandon, will you pull up? I want to see those things so everybody can find those lies of Rassimer. Can we get that at vote.ga.com or what is it there, website?
Yeah, you can, Mike, on voterga.org. Logan can pull it up if we go to the studies
pull it
tab.
Up there, Brandon.
Okay, I got it here. Let's see.
VoterGA.org studies tab, and right near the top, there'll be a little word that says report, and you click on that. And that report will come up. It's a fascinating read because we quote from his 10-page letter.
All right, here I am. Go to what tab do I go to?
Okay, on the studies tab.
Okay.
And look right at the very top, the next one there, it says where it says report in the first paragraph there. It says this report is not too far. Hop back up, Brandon. A little bit higher. There you go. That's it. This is the refutation of Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's false election
crooked, claim. Crooked Brad. Look at the lies. Now, does this list off all his lies?
It only lists his lies in the 10-page letter that he wrote to the U.S. Congress and the Georgia General Assembly.
This is an 18-page report. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's referenced. If you notice all the references there, because we felt it's important for every voter to know the truth about Brad Raffensperger and how he has deceived not just the people of Georgia, but he's deceived the people of the United States of America.
Well, yeah, and he's upsetting the public. So by the FBI standards, he might be in trouble. He's upset the public on election issues.
Yeah. Well, he's done more than that. Brad Raffensperger is number one, I believe, in our country. He's disgusting. Robin's just a little bit down. I don't know. You got to rate them all because if you didn't have Raffensperger, it'd be a lot easier probably to get Georgia back with elections and not having selections. If you wouldn't have Robin Voss, everybody, Wisconsin would have been decertified and done a long time ago. And then you go down to Arizona and you got people like, Attorney General Bonovich or whatever?
Yep.
I mean, he's the biggest blocker there. Rusty Bowers and the gang. But Bonovich around there, when you have attorney generals, we're finding out that these key people in each state, whether it's a attorney general, it doesn't make sense, or a secretary of state, or a speaker of a house, or how about you go down to the president of the Senate, like Karen Fan down in Karen, I had to bring your name up again down there in Arizona. You know, just because you sit back and become complacent and don't do anything, you're as guilty as the people that are blocking.
And by the way, I got some good news for you, Mike, as we get ready to close here. Look at this. Just the News is reporting that Meta, you know, that's the new name for Facebook, Meta fined over $24 million for campaign finance violations. Right. They were fined $30,000 for each of its 822 violations. This is according to a Washington state judge.
Right. Wow, this is great. Another judge, everybody. Remember, the judges are going to save this country and the sheriffs. And I'll tell you what, Garland, I really believe that everything we're all fighting for, you're getting good rulings down there now where judges are getting briefed. What a great thing that we just made a judge just made a ruling that the citizens have standing.
What a concept. The Georgia Supreme Court, all the way to the Georgia Supreme Court.
Right. I mean, this is just a mini miracle, everybody, a mini miracle. I want to say this to everyone before we close, everybody. Remember, and Garland, you've been telling everybody in Georgia, vote November 8th. Don't vote early. Vote November 8th, if all possible, right in person. And maybe we can overrun these machine algorithms, right?
Right. So we're asking people to take their ballots to the county election office. In Georgia, you cannot turn it in at the precinct. And if you vote on the machines, you're voting on an illegal QR-coded voting system that you can't verify. So what we have been telling folks is to get that mail-in ballot and on election day, take it to the county elections office because you cannot turn it in at the precinct.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah. That's for Georgia, everybody. That's for Georgia.
And Mike, just before we run out of time, I want to thank our prayer team. They have been praying for honest judges, and we have gotten some lately, both in our court case and the Georgia Supreme Court. I want to thank you and Brandon for having us on again. As y'all, as you know, we're nonprofit, nonpartisan, and we rely on the donations that your folks have given us a lot of money to keep existing. So we're grateful for that. And I don't take a salary. I'm just trying to save Georgia, like you're trying to save America.
Well, thanks, Garland. It's voterga.org. Y'all see it on the screen. It's been up there. Get on there. Support them. And thank you, Garland. And thanks, Brandon. It's been a great, another great day. We're going to keep having great days, everybody. Every day. Remember, keep the faith when we get to this great place we're going. And we're going to look back and everything had to happen just the way it did. We're on God's timing here, everybody. And let things go. Everybody keep fighting and keep going, but we're going to get there.
And mark your calendar for the election
That's
night.
Right.
Mike Lindell in studio. Roger Stone in studio. Garland Favorito in studio. Trevor Loudon in studio. Pete Santelli in studio. This is going to be the best election night coverage you'll find anywhere. So mark your calendar.
And we're going to have, everybody, a fraud report in real time. We're going to have a crime report. Every 15 minutes, we'll give you the crime report, and you'll see if there's crime going on in your election or in an election in your state and around the country.
And we'll be piping in experts and people from all over the country. Many of them we met at the Moment of Truth. Key activists will be reporting from the ground in states and counties all over America, and it will go into Wednesday night as well. All of them are staying and flying out Thursday morning because we know this is going to go over beyond Tuesday night. All right, that's the Lindell Report.
Absolutely. I want to say one more thing, everybody. I want everybody, October 30th here, pray for Brazil. Pray for the President Bolsonaro to get in, to overrun the algorithms. We actually have pastors there that are praying with them. They're over in Brazil right now, Brandon, that know him personally, and we're praying for all of them. We're praying for Brazil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the Lindell Report. Be sure to support Mike's work and keep this all going. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code L77. MyStore.com. Use the promo code L77. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.